Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maidens. I got the man back in Chicago, Brent Lillibridge. Well, welcome back to Chicago.
Oh, thanks, man. It's been a little while, huh? It's big, amazing how a year goes and where you end up, but it's good to be home here. You know, I still miss this place, but, you know, on a different team, finish strong, but, you know, once we don't play y'all, it's going to be rooting for the White Sox to finish up strong. I got a lot of good friends here. Fun night tonight, and for them, a good rest of the three-game series at home.
All right, well, let's go in a little different direction. You know, I show reach a young audience. I coach college ball, and I've always told my guys that this game is a business. Major League Baseball is a business, not a sport. From the inside, anyway. Lillibridge, I mean, you come up to the big leagues, break in with these guys. How emotional is it to get traded in the midst of a season?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a business, but at the same time, you know, you're hanging out with the same guys for, 7 months out of the year. You get to know a couple of people. You might not like all of them, but you get to know a lot of guys and get pretty close. Families get close. Kids get close. You know, the wives get close. And so it's a little tougher. Right? I mean, you know, I've been here for 4 years, and, you know, it did. I had a lot of really good friends that ain't going to stop here, you know, if I'm not playing here anymore. But it's just part of the game, man. It's like you said, it's just the next step, whatever it is. But, you know, once you're in the baseball family, for the most part, it's always family.
Yeah.
It'll be a little different whenever we're all done playing, you know, in 10, 15 years, whenever we all decide to try to find other jobs. But, yeah, it's always bad. I love Chicago. I love the city. I love playing here. They gave me a great opportunity here. But, you know, it's part of it. You got to move around and just try to make some money. And that's the biggest thing for, you know, the family and stuff like that. But it'll be, I always look forward to when I play here and come back here and play against Chicago or, you know, opportunity to play here again.
Yeah, and people don't understand. I guess I understand being a coach. When you travel with a team, they become your family. Mm-hmm. You bond on the road. You laugh. You do things. And y'all see each other every day. You get tired of looking at each other sometimes, but it's still a family at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's about. I mean, you're going through those long days. Like, that's all you guys got. The family, you know, your actual families ain't traveling with you. And it's just part of it, man. You're going to connect with each other, and you're going to have your guys you want to be with and be rooting in your corner. And that's part of it. And it's, you know, you miss it, but, you know, you learn. It's amazing how quickly you can connect with other guys on other teams like that, because we all do the same thing. We know how to play baseball, and personalities kind of, you know, can gel one way or another. And but, yeah, you never forget the guys you grew up and you played with and you know, all the spring trainings with and a lot of stuff.
So, man, you know, your experience, your journey, your young experience in the big leagues, what has this been like so far for you?
It's been good, man. You know, I always have higher expectations of myself, you know, higher goals. But, you know, I'm here in the big leagues. I've been here for a while now. And I really, that's all I want to do is just be kind of a steady guy in the big leagues. And I hope I continue to do that and get better and better. I had a, you know, great year last year to kind of get my feet wet, and, you know, I wanted to do that this year, and a lot of stuff didn't go my way, but, you know, hey, that's the best part. You have the fire and the hunger in the off season to really work to get better and to get back to what you think you can do, and that's what's so great about this game of baseball. And I'm looking forward to finishing the next, you know, for us, the next 7 games, and then back to the, you know, back to in the cages and all that stuff to get ready for next year. And wherever I'm at, you know, hopefully I'm still with Cleveland and get after it and have a great year and beat up on you guys.
You had to get down with it.
Absolutely, man.
So, I mean, what is this Cleveland? What is it like being, you know, the Cleveland experience?
You know, it's been, you know, I got here, they were playing good 2.5 games back, and it went straight downhill. I mean, it's tough. A lot of young guys on the team still trying to figure out, you know, the consistency of the game, and it showed. But at the same time, there's a lot of quality guys over there that really love the game, really want to play hard. And that's all you ask for. And at one point, it's going to click. And whether it's another individual, you know, somebody they bring in to really to add to that team. But if not, these kids have the chance. They got the great talent. And, you know, I want to be a part of it. And being a little bit older, and one of the older guys on the team, which is weird, you know, just be a part of that. Be, you know, a leader in a way, you know, especially on the field. And go from there. I'm excited with what they have. It's just been a tough end of the season. And but it's baseball. Baseball is baseball. And keep working and doing the game right, and hope that it gives you back a little bit of respect.
When we talk about young guys on the team, I think one of the most toughest adjustments for a guy in the big league is getting through that period of that insecurity. You don't know from 1 year to the next where you fall, where you lies with a team.
Absolutely. You want to prove that you belong here, and that you need a a ground of work, I guess, it's set. Like, you know, whether it's a year, like for me, like I've always questioned whether I could just be consistently a good hitter. You know, I always knew I could play defense, but could I hit? And last year I really laid some groundwork that I could hit. I mean, I hit some more home runs than I think I ever will. But, like, I have that in my pocket to say I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I just got to try to find back and get back to that every year and work on getting better past that. And that's so important for young guys to have at least that 1 year or a success for a couple months that can really set you. I mean, you see young guys come up that were not really big names, but they catch fire at the right time when they're here. And all of a sudden their careers go off. And they're always a great baseball player where they weren't anything that great or special in the minor leagues. It's just... The timing's got to be right, the atmosphere's got to be right, and the swing's got to be right, or the arm's got to be right, and it's amazing how this game works. And that's the biggest thing. Success breeds confidence, but you have to have confidence in the first place, but you do need to see some results out of it, and that's the hard thing to teach the kids is our young guys coming up is like, that it will come, just trust it. But they do need to see some success, and you always hope that when they come up, it's right away, and it's easy, but it don't always work that way.
Yeah, and I don't think the fans really realize... When they look at, for example, the White Sox, peaks and valley, now they're on a down skid at a crucial time. I don't think they realize the real wear and tear on a major league body over 162-game schedule. Oh,
absolutely. There's nothing like it. And, you know, in football, I mean, those guys can barely walk. But that's why they play once a week. Mm-hmm. And they play for a shorter amount of time than we do. And granted, we're not hitting each other. We're running around. We're playing every single day, basically, with a couple days off a month. Mm-hmm. And it just... It wears you out. You have to stay maintain health, you know, eat right. You have to work out right. I think the biggest thing for all of us is the mental, being able to do that focus all the time, every day, going to the ballpark. And that's why we have long off seasons, because we got to shut down and let that thing just get that baseball out of our mind for a second and just be able to hang out with the family and stuff like that, because it's exhausting. My wife always says that I look a little, that first week home, I'm kind of more of a ghost because I'm just trying to recuperate and just not be thinking about baseball. But then baseball playoffs come up and it's hard for me not to be in there watching swings and all that stuff. So, but it's grueling, man. This is where it's at. But the best thing in the world for, you know, them coming up right now is they finish good. They're tied right now. It's 0-0, and they play hard, and they can catch on and play good baseball the last 7 days, and they win it. They're going to go in with confidence. They were just kind of coasting through us, like some of those teams were just kind of coasting and winning, but, you know, not really getting that fire they've had. Like, it's sometimes, you know, like St. Louis Cardinals, it's a perfect example. So I think it's a definite possibility for the White Sox to do the exact same thing. I'm not going to help them. But I'm not going to help them at all, but at the same time, it's going to show it. This is a younger team, but at the same time, a lot of veterans. And we believed when I left, that we had a great chance to be in the playoffs, and they're right where we thought we would be when we came to spring training. We all believe this, and we're in there, and I don't think anyone's going to quit until that last day, and they say you can't go to the playoffs.
Coach with Britt Lillybridge, and I got to say, though he changed uniforms, he's always been a class act with the coach.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Right?
Wish you well when you leave.
Thank you, man.
Gotta get you some Giordano's or something before you leave, man.